WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? Like your life is on autopilot and you're just going through the motions? I get it, we all have those days. But what if I told you there was a simple tool that could help you break free from that autopilot and actually start living a more intentional, fulfilling life? Inner. The growth journaling practice. Sounds kinda fancy, right? But trust me, it's way less intimidating than it sounds. Think of it like your personal space to reflect, learn, and grow, a place where you can unpack your thoughts, celebrate your wins, and even process those pesky challenges that come our way. So, why is this so powerful? Well, journaling isn't just about scribbling down your daily adventures. It's about actively engaging with your experiences, gaining self-awareness, and cultivating a mindset of continuous growth. Think of it as training your brain to become more resilient, adaptable, and ultimately happier. 5 key takeaways to level up your journaling game. 1. Embrace imperfection. Don't get bogged down by the pressure to write eloquent masterpieces every day. This is your space, messy thoughts, random doodles, even ranting about your annoying commute at all counts. Just let those thoughts flow freely onto the page. Remember, there are no grammar rules in this personal sanctuary. 2. Ask powerful questions. Instead of just recounting events, ask yourself thought-provoking questions that can lead to deeper insights. For example, what was the biggest lesson I learned today? What am I grateful for? What challenges did I face and how can I approach them differently next time? These are your guideposts to self-discovery. 3. Get specific. Instead of writing, I had a good day, try something like, my morning run felt amazing because the sun was shining and birds were singing. Adding specific details helps you remember those moments vividly and truly appreciate them. Think about it, wouldn't you rather recall the warmth of the sun on your skin than just a vague sense of goodness? 4. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small they seem, acknowledging your accomplishments can boost your confidence and motivation. Maybe you finally finished that project you've been putting off, or you managed to stick to your workout routine for a week. Give yourself credit. Write those victories down, because celebrating your successes is crucial for building momentum. 5. Reflect on your emotions. Don't shy away from acknowledging your feelings, even the tough ones. Journaling can be a safe space to process anger, sadness, or frustration. Try writing about what triggered these emotions and how you dealt with them. This can help you understand yourself better and develop healthier coping mechanisms. Think about it, wouldn't it be awesome if you could actually look back on your journal entries months later and see a clear path of growth? Imagine recognizing patterns in your thoughts, understanding your triggers, and celebrating how far you've come. That's the magic of growth journaling. Let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Say you had a rough day at work where you felt overwhelmed and criticized by your boss. You could easily let the negativity drag you down for the rest of the day. But what if, instead, you took a few minutes to jot down those feelings in your journal? You could write about what specifically triggered your frustration, how it made you feel physically and emotionally, and even brainstorm strategies for handling similar situations in the future. By processing those negative emotions on paper, you're essentially taking control of them instead of letting them control you. You're turning a potentially draining experience into an opportunity for learning and growth. See? Journaling isn't just about positivity, it's about embracing the full spectrum of human experience and using it as fuel for self-improvement. So, remember these key takeaways. Journaling is a powerful tool for personal growth. Make it a daily habit to reflect, learn, and evolve. Ask yourself thought-provoking questions. Be specific with your entries, celebrate your wins, and don't shy away from exploring those complex emotions. Ready to unlock your potential? Take action today by grabbing that pen and paper or opening up your favorite journaling app. Start small, even 5 minutes a day can make a world of difference. Let me know what you write about. Share your thoughts, experiences, or any questions on social media using the hashtag #MentalFortitudeDaily. And remember, keep striving for that mental fortitude every single day. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.